好，那我们现在奉主耶稣基督圣名继续来分享。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue in sharing His word.
感谢神呢，非常高兴能够来到这个地方，跟各位一起来分享神的话语。
And I was very happy to be able to come to this place and to share the word of God with you.
当欧文在跟大家谈他的领受的时候
，And when Owen was sharing his thoughts and his ideas,
我在想说，哎，这个33岁的小孩子哈。也长大了
哦。I'm thinking to myself, this 33-year-old child is now grown up to be a man.
他第一次来到我们这个地方，可能不晓得你们都是高手。
Perhaps he did not realize, because he's here for the first time, that all of you are experts.
那其实呢，我相信啊，你们对圣经的认识都比我们还要清楚。
I believe that your understanding of the Bible and the Word of God is much more profound.
因为按照神跟先知所说的话
According to what the Lord said to the prophet.
我非常的喜欢这一节。我们来看一下
I really like this particular verse.
我们看耶利米书。
Please turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
The book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第31章。
Chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章，从31节开始。
From verse 31.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹太家订立的新约。”
It says, "Behold, the days are coming," says the Lord, "when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah."
我想在美国教会听到耶和华可能会吓一跳，不可以念耶和华啊。
可以了，
现在可以了，又可以了，是不是？好，那我们就大声的念吧。其实呢，这个很显出什么叫做律法啊。
Here it tells you clearly what it means to be the law.
律法非常的注重字句啊。
The law is very focused on the word.
你念耶和华好像是说哇，已经犯了什么大罪了。
It's as if you were to say the word Jehovah, you were committed a sin.
难道你念耶稣就对吗？
Does that mean that if you say Jesus, it's okay?
好了 ，Jesus， 你这英文哈，耶稣应该是没有听过英文吧哈。
I don't think Jesus has heard of English.
如果耶稣从你面前经过
，If Jesus passed by,
你叫他 Jesus， 我想他不晓得你在叫他。
If you were to call him Jesus, he probably wouldn't know who you're talking about.
他说我的名字叫耶稣。
Because to him, his name is Joshua.
耶稣就是中文翻得很准哦，就耶稣啊，
耶稣。
所以你现在叫 Jesus 一样是音都是已经不是他的名字了。
Jesus in English is no longer the same as his name.
也是非常的不准啊。
And it's not the same.
难道因为这样他就会好你下地狱
？But because of this, would he then condemn you?
所以我觉得说，在律法底下生活的人
，Therefore I think that those who live under the law
充满着捆绑。
They are constantly bound.
纵使他已经在恩典底下
Even if he is technically living under grace.
一个最明显的心态是什么呢？
What is the most obvious example?
就是害怕
That is fear.
很怕去得罪到做到什么没有办法被赦免的事情
There is the constant fear of offending something.
那我想我们做父母都知道孩子讲话都不是很准
As parents we tend to discount maybe some of the things our children say.
尤其当孩子开始在学东西的时候
Especially when the child is learning.
你说这个是杯子
You said this is a cup.
他杯子不要念多久才能够念准
Then maybe they have to repeat it several times before they can say it properly.
难道你每次都要纠正他吗
But do you correct him every time?
你会就是说每次这么念都很好不是吗慢慢的自然会念得很准
Would you not think that every time he made an attempt to say the word cup, he would get better and that he would eventually be perfect?
因为这耶和华这三个字呢，我们教会不要讨论了几年啊，就真理研究不要讨论了几年。
And the truth seeking committee or had for the last several years trying to decide about whether or not Jehovah is something we could say or Yahweh.
而且定罪定得很重哦。
And if you offend this particular edict, it's quite severe.
说是犯了妄称神的名的罪啊。
They claim that if you were to say this, then you are offending or profaning the name of God.
我那时候会在那边开会。
I was also at that particular meeting.
我说，请问神的名字怎么念？谁知道吗
？I said to them, "Do you know how to say the name of God?
好了，你说耶和华不对。
If you say that Jehovah was not the right name,
亚威就对吗？
Does that mean Yahweh is correct?
亚威也是一种猜测而已啊。
Yahweh is merely a guess or.
因为它是那个字母里面加上母音上去。
Because they added some vowels in order to be able to pronounce this word.
我在学校一个犹太人的老师哈。
And when I was in school, I had a Jewish professor.
当他在念到神的名字的时候。
Whenever he read the word the name of God.
他这里他不念的啊，这样跳过去。
He will skip over. He will not say it.
所以谁不知道是什么音呢？
And you don't know how you are supposed to pronounce it.
我说我们既然不知道正确的音是什么，
If we do not know how to say it properly,
你怎么说这个音是不对呢？
How can you say that what you're saying is wrong?
我说误打误撞说明就对了，说明就是耶和华。
So if I were to say this and that, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
好吧，我们念到这三个字就让我想起这个律法的事情，哦，
This is what I remember when we read this passage.
神就说好，那我呢在后面我要跟他们定一个新的约。
The Lord says that I will make a new covenant with them.
那这个新的约是什么呢？
And what is this new covenant?
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
耶和华说那些日子以后呢，我以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。那我们再看第三十四节。
34。
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到最大的都必认识我，我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。这里神当时预言说得非常的清楚。
The prophecy that the Lord spoke at that time was quite clear.
他要跟我们立一个新约。
He's going to make with us a new covenant.
那这个新约我们也知道就是在耶稣成全救恩的时候立好的。
And this new covenant was fulfilled when Jesus came.
因为他用他的血跟我们立的新约。
It is through his blood that this covenant was struck.
旧约是用我们人的血跟神来立的。
In the Old Testament, it is our blood that is the covenant made with God.
就是割礼哈。
And that is circumcision.
用割礼来代表我们是属神的。
The act of circumcision indicates that we belong to God.
是由人来流血。
And man must bleed because of it.
但是新约不是这个样子。
But in the New Testament, it's not the same.
新约是主替我们流血。
In the New Testament, it is the Lord who shed blood for us.
那他立这个新约有个特色。
And there is a special, a unique feature.
他这个新约立了之后呢，我要将我的律法放在他们的里面，写在他们的心上。
And this new covenant that it has been made will be put a law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
你如果好，如果是一个文字黑板的话
，If you're just talking about word on this
whiteboard, 你说恩典
，You said grace.
你说真理
，You said truth.
你说律法
，You said law.
那如果是在我们每个人的心之外写在黑板上
If this is outside of our heart and written on the whiteboard,
那老师可能就会解释了哈。
And the teacher can explain.
一样是写在黑板上。
Can write it on the board.
什么叫做恩典
？What is grace？
什么叫做真理
？What is truth？
什么叫做律法
？What is law？
那你考试答案就必须要这么写。
And if you were to answer these on a test, you have to reply the same answers.
因为这是黑板上的标准答案。
This is the standard answer that has been written on the board.
这是教科书上面的标准答案。
And this is what is written in the textbooks.
凡是不一样的就不对。
If it is not the same as what is in it, then it is wrong.
但是如果这些字呢不再写在黑板上了。
But if these words are no longer written on the board.
我现在讲说神的爱。
Let's say the love of God.
我们每个人都听见这句话了。
Everyone hear this word.
我想每个人的反应都不同。
And yet I think all of your responses are.
你可能是谈想到耶稣被钉十字架。
Perhaps you think of that when you hear that Jesus was crucified.
另外一个可能是想到耶稣头戴冠冕。
Perhaps.
荆棘的冠冕。
Someone else would think of the crown of thorn that Jesus wore.
另外一个呢，可能是想到耶稣在洗门徒的脚。
Maybe another would yet to think. Jesus washing the feet of his disciples.
所以既然是写在个人的心本上，
If it's written in our hearts,
他就没有所谓的标准答案了。
Then there is no standard answer.
每个人都有他的领受了。
Everyone has their own experience.
所以他就这么说哈。
And therefore it's said here.
他写在他们个人心上呢，那我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。34节。
34.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你要认识神。
No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord.
不用再教导。
No need to teach anymore.
这是我非常相信的。
And this I believe absolutely.
所以我讲到总是说分享。
And that's why I say I am sharing these things with you.
因为我不是来教导的。
I'm not teaching you anything.
因为你们的答案一定是比我更适合你们。
Because the answers that you have is the most appropriate, more appropriate than mine.
我只是将我的领受告诉你。
I'm merely sharing with you my experience.
你将你的领受告诉我。
And you share your experience.
那这样我们就能够互相为肢体一起长大。
In this way, we can be the same body and grow together.
所以不用再教导领受说你要认识神。
Therefore, no need is there to teach his neighbor to know how to know God.
因为他们从小到大都必认识我。
From the least of them to the greatest of them, they will know me.
从最小的到最大的都必认识我。
From the youngest to the oldest, they will know God.
你可以去问小孩。
You can ask a child.
什么叫做爱？
What does it mean to love?
他有他的答案。
He will have his answer.
五岁有他的答案。
He have his answer at age 5.
那十岁有他的答案。
At age 10, he may have a different answer.
如果五岁的答案就是六十岁的答案，你会就说这个小孩子怪怪的，不是吗？
If this child's answer at 5-year-old is the same as when he's 60, I think he would think something is not right.
所以我总觉得说标准答案让人的生长过程非常的扭曲。
And therefore, I think that a standardized answer perhaps causes a lot of controversy in a person's life.
但是我们今天一直在追求黑板上、石板上的答案。
And today we put way too much emphasis on the things that are written on the board.
不管你是五岁的或是六十岁的。
No matter if you're 5 or 60.
你总是要给我一个八十岁的答案。
You always give me this answer that is meant for 80-year-old.
就是那个最高的。
That is the highest form.
所以弄到最后，大家都非常的虚伪。
And therefore, all of us are discouraged.
你不懂，要装得很懂。
And even if you didn't understand, you have to pretend that you knew everything.
所以我总觉得很可惜。
And I thought this was quite unfortunate.
小孩子如果没有他的童年。
If the children did not have their own childhood,
他如果五岁、十岁的时候就像一个二十岁的青年。
If at 5 or 10 years old, he behaved as if he was in his 20s.
如果我面对这样的人，我会觉得说，真的很可惜。
If I face such a situation, I would think how unfortunate.
因为人生的美丽就是他在每个阶段当中都有一个很深刻的感受。
Because the beauty of life is that at every stage of man's life, you're able to have different experiences.
所以我在巴黎教会。有时候 问小朋友说祷告会的时候
Sometimes in the Paris church during prayer sessions I will ask the children
我说我们现在祷告求什么呢
I'll ask them We're going to pray now What are we going to pray for?
求圣灵
They say We have to pray for the Holy Spirit
我说你们求圣灵求什么
And I ask them why do you want to pray for the Holy Spirit
他们要进天国
They say they want to enter heaven
我说你们这么早就要进去是不是
And I ask them You want to go to the heaven so Early?
难道你们现在不能进天国吗
Can you not go into heaven now?
如果现在这个时候耶稣来
If at this moment of time Jesus comes
那你们这些小孩都不能进天国了
Then none of these children will be able to go into heaven
那我就问在座的这些妈妈跟爸爸们
And I asked the parents who were also there
我说如果现在耶稣就来
If Jesus comes right now
好了这些小孩子说他们没有圣灵不能进天国
And these children say Oh we don't have the Holy Spirit So we can't go into the heaven
好了那你们这些做妈妈做爸爸的可以进天国
And yet their parents who have the Holy Spirit can go
你们要不要进天国
Would you go?
结果全教会全巴黎教都没人要进天国
And no one then in the Paris church wanted to go to heaven
我是跟小孩子讲不会的
So I tell the children it's not like that
我说纵使今天耶稣来你们也是可以进天国的
I said to them Even if Jesus comes this very day you can't go with him into kingdom
圣灵到底是什么你们又不知道
Because you don't really know what the Holy Spirit is
你们为什么去求他
So then why do you ask for it
我说我宁愿你们跟神祈求你们所要的
I said to them I'd rather you ask God the things that you really want
你想要一个什么机器人玩具了
If you want to have a toy
或是功课上有什么问题了
Or if you have some questions about your
或是你想要变得更漂亮了
Or if you want to be prettier
或是要做什么东西
Or whatever you want to do
或是想说明天去旅行希望天气好一点
For instance if tomorrow we're going on a trip I hope the weather is better
你们小孩子就祈求小孩子的东西
If you're a child then ask for the things of a child
不要从零岁从五岁直到八十岁祷告的是求圣灵
Do not, from the age of 5 to the age of 80, always just asking for the Holy Spirit.
不需要的。
It's not necessary.
因为从小到大，每个人都认识神。
Because from when you're young to when you're old, you still know God.
每个人都有他认识神的 最他最标准的最最好的一种答案。
And you will always have the best answer at whichever stage of your life.
比如说，你问小孩子什么叫做爱。
If you ask the child, what is love?
啊，因为那个叔叔会买，这个阿姨呢会买玩具给我。
And they will say, oh, guess my auntie will be able to buy me a present.
你们有没有发现，到时候我将叔叔改成阿姨。
You see that I changed from uncle to aunt?
因为如果是叔叔买玩具给我，大家就怪怪的，这个叔叔可是坏叔叔啊。
Sometimes when, if your uncle brings you a toy, maybe it's not so great.
还是赶快改成阿姨比较适应。
Better for an aunt.
好了，阿姨爱我，因为她买玩具给我。
And because my auntie is giving me this present as a toy.
请问他的答案有没有错？
Do you say that this is a wrong answer?
对一个五岁小孩，这是最标准的答案。
This is for a five-year-old the perfect answer.
你为什么一定要告诉他说爱就是牺牲？
Why do you have to tell him that love means sacrifice?
请问他知道什么东西？
Would they know what that is?
他纵使能够写得出来。
Even if they're able to express it in words.
按照你黑板抄下来，写下来。
And or to copy it from the board.
对他整个成长有什么意义？
What kind of meaning would it bring to his progression?
所以这一段的预言啊。
And this particular prophecy.
其实对我整个在宣教上有很大的改变。
And it changed me in terms of how I evangelize.
一个宣教的人，他不再教导。
A person who evangelizes not to teach.
他只是要让每个人都知道，其实神的话已经在他心中了。
His job is merely to let everyone know that the word of God is already in their heart.
每个人都有可能，都可以，不是可能啊，来分享他从神那边所得来的东西。
Every one of us is able to share the inspiration they receive from.
因为从此已经没有什么标准答案了。
Because there's no more standard answers.
每个答案都是神所喜悦的。
Every answer is pleasing to God.
好，那么再来看啊，约翰一书。
Please turn to then First John.
约翰一书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
First John chapter
5. 约翰一书啊，我们如果念它多几次。
If you were to read First John several times.
你看第四章的第一节，第四章第一节哈。
If you look at chapter 4 verse 1.
他亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可多信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是。
It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are from God.
所以这个灵应该有很多的。
So there are more than one spirits.
不只是我们讲的是神的灵啊，天使的灵，魔鬼的灵，我想应该有很多奇怪的灵，我们不知道。我们不知道的灵不是奇怪的灵。
Not just the spirit of God, angels, or Satan, but rather many other spirits.
所以约翰说，一切的灵，一切的灵，你们不要多信。
And that is why John says, do not believe every spirit.
但是要试验看看这个灵是不是出于神。
But test the spirits to see whether they are from God.
要怎么试验呢？
How do you do that?
不是考教义啊。
It is not a test about doctrines.
或是听他方言对不对？
Or to listen to see whether or not they speak in tongues.
其实这个都是有点怎么讲，不是那么的，有点自欺欺人啊。
And this is actually.
你怎么去听一个方言是出于神，是不是出于神
？How would you be able to judge that this person speaking in tongue, the tongue is from God or from Satan？
难道你都学会了天国的语言吗
？Do you know the languages of heaven？
你都学会了，你一听说啊，他讲的不是中国话，那这个我承认。
If you know the language of the land and you say, oh, this person is not speaking Chinese, I will believe you.
问题是天国的语言你都学过了吗？
But the heavenly languages, do you know them?
你凭什么告诉我说我的不是方言呢？
And what have you to say to me that I am not speaking in tongues?
你怎么知道我的不是？
How do you know?
所以你看这个使徒行传啊。
When you read the book of Acts.
圣经里面所讲到的方言的问题。
When the Bible discussed about speaking in tongues,
都会说哈。
They will always say.
听见他们说方言哈。
They heard them speak in tongues.
称赞神伟大。
In praising of our Lord's grace.
后面一定会有解释。
It will always explain following it.
所以在使徒行传里面的方言。
And the speaking in tongues in the book of Acts.
其实呢，他们每一次听见人说方言，每次他们都听得懂他们在讲什么。
In fact, every time they heard them speaking in tongues, they're able to understand what they're speaking.
所以你可以去重新再看看《使徒行传》。
So if you were to read the book of Acts in the
same light,
chapter 2.
这些外邦人，不是外邦人，这些犹太人呢，听见使徒他们在称赞神伟大。
All of the Jews who were present, they heard the disciples speaking in tongue, praising the Lord.
第八章没有记载。
In chapter 8, it did not say that.
第十章有记载。
And in chapter 10.
比如哥尼流他们也在称赞神，哦。
It did say so, that Cornelius was praying and also praising God.
那第十九章也是一样。
And also in chapter 19.
他们又说方言，又说预言。
They spoke in tongue and they spoke in prophecies.
所以其实他们当时的断定呢，是从听得懂来断定听不懂。
Therefore, their judgment of speaking in tongue is that they can actually understand what was being said.
所以这个，如果你只是看《使徒行传》
，If you just read the book of Acts,
你绝对不会觉得说方言是听不懂的。
You will not get this feeling that speaking in tongue is of a tongue that cannot be understood.
因为每次听，每次有人讲，一定有人听得懂。
Every time someone speaks in tongue, another person will be able to understand it.
只是到了保罗的书信哥林多的时候。
Only until the time of Paul and when he wrote to the Corinthians.
他为什么到最后禁止人家说呢
？Why is it that he then forbid people in speaking in tongues?
因为没有人听得懂啊。
Because by then no one can understand what the tongue was talking.
那听不懂你为什么要说
？And if they cannot understand it, then why do you say it?
虽然是从神降下来的，保罗并没有否认。
Even though it is from God, Paul did not deny this.
但是没有人听得懂。
But because no one understood it.
你说干嘛？做什么
？Why? What is the purpose of you speaking in tongues?
所以保罗就不愿意人家在公众会场里面讲这个方言。
And therefore, Paul did not wish for people to speak in tongue in a public place.
他只是跟他们说。
He said to them.
我用方言祷告。
I pray in tongue.
我也用悟性来祷告。
And I also pray in words.
那当你祷告的时候，你就不是面对大家。
When you're praying, you're not facing many people.
这个时候也不需要有什么人翻这个翻译。
When you do this, you don't really need anybody to interpret for you.
也不需要说别人要去听你说，哎，你这。是方言
and no one needs to listen to you to see whether or not you are speaking in tongues.
真的，我觉得这个是我当传道当这么久。
I've been a preacher for a long time.
人家如果来叫我说什么断定他是不是说方言的
？If someone asks me to judge whether or not this person is truly speaking in tongues,
我总会很感叹啊。
I will feel really sad.
为什么第二有来断定我是谁
？Why are you asking me to be the judge?
我怎么听得懂
？How would I know?
为什么一定要现在知道他有没有圣灵
？Why do you have to know whether or not this person has the Holy Spirit or not？
你不需要这次知道吗
？This is not about your concern。
他明天可以祷告，后天可以祷告，大后天可以祷告，不是吗
？They can pray today, tomorrow, the day after。
他如果说方言，他自然而然知道怎么在方言祷告了。
If he speaks in tongue, he will naturally know that he is。
不需要你来判断。
You do not need you to judge it。
他最知道。
Because he will know himself。
不是说我没有听见，那他就没有圣灵。
It's not as if I didn't hear him speaking in tongue, then he's not speaking.
好了，所以呢，这里约翰就说了。
And here we see that John said.
很多的灵，我们不晓得是真的假的。
There are many spirits that we're not sure if it's true or false.
你要判断。
You have to test.
那判断什么呢
？And how do you test?
只要他是承认耶稣的。
As long as it admits, confesses that Jesus.
他就是出于神的。
Then it comes in the flesh.
从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
And by this you will know the spirit of God.
当然你会我们有个特色呢就会一直讲到最后说你看第六节要看第六节不要看前面看第六节
And we tend to then focus on verse 6
第六节呢凡是听我们的呢就是不听我们的就不是
We say we are of God He who knows God hears us
好像是前面那一节又不算了
And discounts the verse previous
承认耶稣呢好像比较不重要
To confess Jesus perhaps then become less important
只要听我们比较重要哈。
It is more important for you to listen to us.
只要听我就是圣灵了。
And if you listen to me, then it is the Holy Spirit.
那他纵使他若不听我，但是他承认耶稣，那他这个不是圣的灵。
If you do not listen to me, but you admit that it is Jesus, this is not the Spirit from God.
我想说，真的是这样吗
？And I think is this truly the right way?
好，那到了第五章。
And in chapter 5.
第五章的第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说，凡信耶稣基督的。都是从神生的。
Here says that whoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God.
Whoever, 他没有讲说基督，我们这些教会里面的人呢。
He says it says whoever here does not refer to a specific group of people.
就像第四章，他讲的不是教会里面的，是面对教会外面的人。
And same as in chapter 4, it's not talking about people within the church, but rather people outside of the church.
那第五章的第一节也是一样。
And chapter 5 verse 1 is the same.
他说：“凡是认耶稣是基督的
，He says whoever believes that Jesus is Christ，
都是从神生的
is born of God.
所以我们现在就不要去轻易对一个认识认耶稣是基督的人说啊，你这个不是出于神。
Then we must not then look down to people who do not know that Jesus is Christ.
所以这里
say that you're not part of God.
那这一节呢，跟我们的主题有什么关系呢
？And what does this verse has to do with our own?
其实，恩典、真理跟律法。
In fact, grace, truth and law.
我记得我们第一天晚上已经分享一点点过这方面的事情。
I believe we already share some of.On our first session.
圣经记载说律法是由摩西来的。
The Bible says that the law came from Moses.
那真理跟恩典是跟耶稣一起来的。
And truth and grace came with Christ.
问题是为什么摩西所得的叫做律法？
But the problem is why is it that what Moses received is called the law?
其实摩西所得的呢是神亲口说的。
In fact, what Moses received were directly from the mouth of God.
尤其这个十诫。
Especially the Ten Commandments.
是神亲自自己说的。
These are words directly from the mouth of God.
是从神口里面说出来的。
The word of God came from His mouth.
那再来的新约的东西都是透过一层才来到我们当中。
And in terms of the New Testament, it always went through one level before it came to us.
不管是耶稣基督也好。
No matter if it's through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说：“我只说那差我来者叫我要说的，不是吗？”
And Jesus would say, "I'm only saying what the one who sent me." Want me to say.
那使徒呢又做了一层就是差他来的告诉耶稣耶稣来告诉这个使徒那使徒呢再来告诉我们
and the disciples one step even further because it is the one who sent Jesus told him he told us and then we're telling you
那为什么说真理是跟耶稣来
and why do we say that the truth came with Christ
其实耶稣所听的也是天父跟告诉他的
in fact what Jesus heard is also what the Heavenly Father told him
那为什么这个神呢跟摩西所说的呢叫做律法呢
So why is it that the same God who told Moses was called the law
神的话就是真理不是吗
Is not the word of God the truth
所以这里我们可以想说什么叫做律法什么叫做真理
Here we consider what is the law and what is the truth
律法的特色是什么
And what is the uniqueness of the law
不管它里面的恩典有多大
No matter howWonderful the grace may be within it.
你不能说耶稣之前没有恩典的。
You cannot say that before Christ there is no existence of grace.
就是你不能说在耶稣之前没有神的话语。
Just like you cannot say that before Christ the word of God did not exist.
但是律法有个特色。
But the uniqueness of the law is.
就是只给以色列人。
That it is only given to the Israelites.
就只给以色列人。
Only to the Israelites.
在那个时代。
At that time.
所以他们是唯一的选民。
They are the only chosen people.
他们是独居的民。
And they are the people that separate from others.
其余的呢都叫做外邦人。
And everybody else are considered unbelievers.
不管这个律法里面的恩典跟真理有多大，跟他们都是没有关系的。
No matter how great this love and truth may be contained within this law, has nothing to do with anyone.
它只给一小群人。
It's only given to this small group of people.
这个叫做律法。
This is the law.
但是恩典是什么呢
？But what is the grace?
恩典是面对所有的。
Grace is given to anyone.
是要这个真理，这个神的是要给每一个人的。
And this truth is for everyone.
其实里面的内容是应该是一样的。
And then, in fact, the content within it should be the same.
因为你在旧约时有很多神迹，其实尤其过这个过红海。
We see that there are many miracles recorded in the Old Testament. For instance, the crossing of the Red Sea.
这都是一个很大的恩典，不是吗
？Is it not?Those the most wonderful grace.
那为什么是在律法里面呢
？Why did it happen within the law?
所以不要以为说律法里面没有恩典，没有真理。
So you must not think that within the law there is no grace or truth.
其实一定有的。
There is.
但是只是给特定的人而已。
But the thing is, it's only given to a specific people.
那这个真理跟恩典是面对大家哈。
Whereas the truth and grace.Is given to anyone.
所以现在当我们得到了真理跟恩典的时候
So when we receive this truth and this grace
那怎么有时候会反而感觉到说其实呢好像律法一样更深的捆绑着我们
Why do we sometimes feel after receiving it that it feels as if it's even more binding than the law
这是一个很矛盾的现象
And this is contradictory
当恩典跟真理来释放你的自由
When the truth and grace have set you free
但是人呢，却会感觉到说，好像被捆绑的更深。
And yet its effect is opposite, and you feel that you're bound even more tighter.
所以，当你在这个情况之下信主越久，你会信到这越来越孤单。
And under
越没有生命力。
Under this kind of faith, you will feel that you are more and more feeble in your belief.
那为什么会倒回这个情况之下呢？
Why does this happen?
那一定出现同样的问题来。
It's because the same question always arises.
就是同样出现我一。
The concept of one.
就是
uniqueness.
只有我可以得到。
You think only I can receive it.
那如果只有你能够得到，你就会很紧张。
Because if you only you can receive it, you will be constantly very nervous.
如果全世界的这个珠宝只有你这个是真的话。
If all of the pearls in the world and yours is the only one that's real.
我想你一定将它藏起来，自己都不敢看的。
I think you'll probably hide it. You don't even want to look at it.
因为你害怕被毁坏掉。
Because you're afraid that it will be destroyed.
你害怕被偷掉。
You're afraid that someone will steal it.
所以这个珍珠放在你家反而是造成你很大的困扰。
And so this pearl that is sitting in your house became your source of constant worry.
所以你看以色列人生活。
If you look at the life of a Jew.
他们虽然是被神独唯一拣选的
even though they are the one nation that was chosen by God
但你看他们走起路来颠颠倒倒的完全没有办法很放开来做
you see that when they're conducting themselves they can't do anything without consulting the law
但是如果当你知道说、啊、原来我这个珠宝跟我家隔壁的大都差不多一样
but when you think of it this way that my pearl is the same as my neighbor's
我想你那时候就很容易拿出来跟大家分享
then I think it's easy for you to take it out and share it with everyone
而且你整个心里面就没有那个重担了
and you no longer have this constant pressure
所以当然在恩典当中怎么会突然间又好像回到律法里面
why is it that in the midst of grace we feel like as if we're still under the law
就是我们刚刚所看的那耶利米书
it is what we read in Jeremiah
在律法时期只有少数人拥有
In the age of the law, it is only possessed by a few.
所以每个人都看着这少数人。
Therefore, everybody looks to these few people.
都被他们捆绑了。
And bound by these few people.
就像法利赛人跟文士捆绑着以色列人一样。
And just like the Jews and the Pharisees and the scribes, they bind the people that they teach.
但是在恩典跟这个真理之下呢
？But under grace and under truth.
你要换句话说，每个人都有。
You feel that this is available to everyone.
而且你的不是绝对不是最好的。
And yours is not necessarily the best.
没有一个人是最好的。
No one has a best.
大家是来分享的。
But rather, every one of us can share.
大家是来一起长大的。
And we grow together.
那在这个时候呢，你做任何事情就会非常轻松了，不是吗
？So when you realize this, you feel as if you've been free from.
你在听道理也不会好像是在领受圣旨一样。
When you're listening to the sermon, it's not as if you're getting a judgment call.
好像是你任何的信仰行为呢都要被。这个讲台来规范起来
As if every action you take is controlled by what the pulpit says
好像你所想的任何事情呢都要跟随讲台所说的一样
Or your every act and every thought should be as what the pulpit is indicating
好像神并没有将他的律法写在你心里面
As if God did not write his law in your own heart
我们来请看哥罗西书
Please turn to the book of Colossians
哥罗西书的第二章
Colossians chapter 2
哥罗西书的第二章
Colossians chapter 2
所以这个现象在当时呢保罗他遇上的
This is also what happened to Paul at that time
我们要知道说当时犹太人他们接受基督之后
At the time when the Jews accepted the Lord
他们有一个很大的有一些犹太人非常强烈的要求
And there were a group of Jews who insisted
就是说信耶稣的人要受割礼
ThatNo matter who you are, if you believe in Jesus, you must accept circumcision.
一定要回到摩西的律法里面。
You must return to the law of Moses.
因为摩西律法是神亲自颁布的。
Because the Mosaic law was given by God personally.
你可以用很多圣经节来护卫你自己。
Of course, you can try and justify yourself.
神的话安定在天，存到永远。
That the word of God is.Set in heaven and it will last forever.
神的话一点的话都不会去。
And not a jot or a dot will be able to be removed.
所以既然旧约凡是属亚伯拉罕的都要受割礼。
And therefore, according to the Old Testament, whoever belongs to Abraham must be circumcised.
不管是他自己亲生的还是在他家里面做工人的。
No matter if it's of your own, born of your own person and or someone that you bought as your slave.
所以很明显，大家都要受割礼，外邦人要受割礼。
So their explanation is that even the Gentiles must be circumcised.
因为在摩西在亚伯拉罕那个时代就是这个样子的。
And this is how they did it in the time of Abraham.
所以这个观念一直困扰着保罗所传的外邦的教会。
And this particular concept constantly confused the churches that Paul was preaching to.
所以保罗就说了。
And this is what Paul said.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2,
14节,
verse
4, 13节,
verse 13.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，并叫你们与基督一同活过来。所以这里他是针对那些外邦人，未受割礼的外邦人说的话。
Here are the words of Paul towards the believers who are not Jews.
他耶稣来的。
He said that Jesus had come.
已经救了你们了。
He saved you.
然后涂抹了一切的律法。
He has wiped out your trespasses.
所以十六节。
Verse 16.
所以不拘在饮食上、节期上、月朔上、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。
So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath.
你若看十三节跟十六节。
If you read verses 13 and 16,
这些未受割礼的人以前根本就没有这些规矩。
These people who have not been circumcised did not have to keep any of these laws.
尤其安息日。
Especially Sabbath.
节期、月朔。
And festivals.
这个跟他们是完全以前都没有关系。
They had nothing to do with them.
那为什么保罗会在重提这些事情呢？
Why did Paul then mention them here?
一定是有人要加给他们的。
It is because there are some who are trying to force these on them.
第十七节保罗说这些都已经过去了，这是影子而已了。
And Paul said in verse 17, these are a shadow of things to come.
律法只是影子。
The law is merely a shadow.
你以为是这样，其实不是这样。
Even though you think that is a reality, in fact it isn't.
它是比你所以为的大很多。
It is much bigger than what you imagined.
你若看一个影子。
If you see a shadow,
不管什么人，
no matter who,
除非你们是非常的另外的人。
Unless you're very special.
我的影子是黑色的，不是吗？
My shadow will be kind of blackish.
你的影子是什么颜色？太阳照下来的影子。
What color would your shadow be under the sun?
我们每个人的影子都是黑的，不是吗？
All of our shadows are darkish.
但是我们本体是各色各样，都不一样。
But as a person, we're all different colors.
你如果说以为说啊，原来这个实体就是这个，就是黑影的这个东西。
If you say that this body is this shadow,
你要知道说这个差多远呢、啊、
？You can see how vastly different.
所以虽然律法跟恩典真理其实是一样的东西。
In fact, the law is the same as the truth and the grace.
因为都是从神来的。
They all came from God.
那为什么它叫做律法？
Why was it called the law?
因为它只是影子而已。
Because it's merely a shadow.
耶稣来了以后，实体已经出现了。
And after Jesus Christ, then the substance comes.
所以十八节哈。
And verse 18.
不要再因着故意谦虚敬拜天使的，就夺去你们的奖赏。这的人拘泥在这所见过的事上。所以这里保罗说得很清楚，我们再强调一次哈。
One more time, we'll emphasize what Paul said here.
十六节，这些的事情。
The things that he mentioned in verse 16.
跟十三节的这些人以前是一点关系都没有。
Had nothing to do with any of the people mentioned in verse 13.
在他们信耶稣基督之前，他根本就不晓得什么叫做摩西律法。
Before they believed in Jesus, they had no idea what the Mosaic law was.
但是等到他们信了耶稣基督之后
，But after they believed in Jesus,
却有人要将摩西的律法呢放在他们身上。
There are some people who wish to force the law of Moses on them.
那大家知道说他们那时候没有圣经，没有所谓的新约圣经。
You have to remember that they do not have the New Testament at that time.
当然了，他们也不是每个人都有本圣经跟你讲说你要这么做了啊。
They don't have a Bible to tell them what to do.
但是呢，至少他们知道摩西的律法是吩咐是什么。
But at least they know what the Mosaic law contained.
使徒也是靠着这个旧约圣经在传耶稣的。
And the apostles were preaching the gospel using the scripture.
所以很容易说服基督徒再回到律法里面来。
It's very easy to convince the Christians to return to the law.
因为旧约是在当时唯一神的话留在人间的。
Because the Old Testament at that time was the only word of God available to them.
所以这些人都全部回去了。
So all these people returned back.
所以在第二十节，保罗就说。
In verse 20, Paul said.
他说：“你们若与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么人像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等列的规条呢？”
He said, "Therefore, if you die with Christ from the basic principles of the world." Why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
这个都是摩西的律法里面的吩咐哈，不要以为是在讲外邦的那些风俗习惯。
These are talking specifically about all the regulation within the Mosaic, not about other traditions.
因为至少外邦的风俗里面没有第十六节的那个安息日哈。
Because the traditions of the Gentiles do not have Sabbath.
所以这些人又回到这个规矩里面去了。
These people have returned back to the regulations.
所以他在二十三节才说了。
In verse 23,
他这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用诗意崇拜，自表谦卑。所以这都是正面的东西啊。
And these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body.
都是可以拿来敬拜神的。
And these are all things you can use to worship God with.
但是保罗非常的反对。
And yet Paul was quite against it.
因为这些是都过去的东西。
Because to him these things are of the past.
你怎么又拿这些东西来捆绑你自己？
How then would you take things of the past to bind yourself further?
以为说一定要这么样的做才是一个虔诚的敬拜。
And to convince yourself that you must do this in order for your worship to be
worthy. 所以其实我们今天也是一样。
And today we suffer the same.
我们很多东西呢都会写在黑板上。
Many things we tend to write on the board.
什么叫做敬虔？
What is reverence?
那大家一定会啊，每天读圣经一个小时。
And we will all know the answer.
祷告半个小时。
And we will read the Bible and then we'll pray.
每个礼拜禁食祷告一次。
Every week we'll fast and pray.
这个叫做敬虔，不是吗？
This is reverence.
所以很多东西我们如果去想。
Many things if we were to consider.
如果连割礼都可以废除了。
If circumcision was able to be abolished,
这是在旧约里面最基础的一个东西，就像新约的洗礼一样。
This is the most basic principle found in the Old Testament as it is the baptism in New Testament.
如果连割礼都可以废除了，
If they can get rid of circumcision,
请问还有什么东西不可以改变的？
Is there anything else that cannot be changed?
所以耶稣来也是跟撒玛利亚妇人说，
When Jesus Christ came and had the conversation with the Samaritan woman,
从此敬拜神不用去耶路撒冷，也不用到神上去了。
He said to her that to worship the Heavenly Father, you do not need to go here to Jerusalem or to there to the mountain.
你要用你的心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
Rather, you worship God with your heart and your truth.
又是没有标准的。
What is the standard?
你如果去耶路撒冷，
If you go to Jerusalem,
大家每年去三次，
Everybody goes there three times a year.
去了，人家都说哦，敬虔啊。
So if you were to fulfill, they'll say that you are devoted.
那这个可以登记的。
And you can record this physically.
谁有来，谁没有来？
Who's here? Who was not here?
所以反正出来的、出现、出席有来的人，不管是打瞌睡或者在厕所都没有关系，反正是敬虔的。
So if you're in attendance, it doesn't matter if you're sleeping through it or in the bathroom, if you're still here.
真的，我看到这一个感想。
And after I've seen all of these things, I had this thought.
你安息日来到教会，坐在厕所一个小时。
If you come to the Sabbath worship and yet you spend the hours sitting in the washroom,
人家还会说你是来守安息日。
People will still say that claim that you have kept the Sabbath.
你若这个小时没有进到这个地址里面，
If within this hour you never stepped a foot into the chapel,
这个地址一个固定的地址，
This particular place, this address,
你自己在家里面跟家人聚会祷告，
Or if you decided to stay home and have service with your own family,
你就叫做对教会来说你就是没有守安息日。
In the eyes of the church, you are not keeping Sabbath.
不是吗？所以我们还是要到耶路撒冷去啊。
So we still have to go to Jerusalem.
如果不去耶路撒冷，就没有聚会了。
If we do not go to Jerusalem, we're not holding service.
但是神耶稣说要现在是心里诚实。
But Jesus said that you must be truthful in your heart.
他没有叫我们不要去会堂。
He did not tell us not to go to church.
但是标准已经不是以会堂来做标准。
But the standard is no longer centered around the church.
因为很多人现在到会堂是。当然了，这都是我们传道的错了。
And of course, this is are the fault of the preachers.
打瞌睡的啊。
Many of them sleep through the.
但是我也是守安息日啦。
But they can still claim that they're keeping the Sabbath day.
要是我也看过年轻人在那边一直滑手机哈。
I also see kids playing on their iPads.
现在很多年轻人呢是即时打卡发啊，这个传道不知道讲什么东西，然后传给隔壁那个，哎呀，他们在讲什么东西。
Nowadays, the it's very easy for them to text or Instagram to their friends saying, "What is this guy talking about?"
然后两个人这样对话了半天。
And they're having a conversation with their devices.
就是将上面讲的全部否定掉了。
It's in complete denial of whatever is saying from the pulpit.
他也是守安息日的。
But you can say that he was here, so he's keeping the Sabbath.
反正你只要进入这个地址。
As long as you're physically here.
不管你在地下室也好，在楼上也好，在厕所也好，在厨房也好，都是守安息日。
It doesn't matter if you're in the basement, in the bathroom, in the chapel, you're still consider keeping the Sabbath.
只要你没有进来这个地址。
But if you did not step foot into this physical place.
好像就犯得罪神。
It seems that you are offending God.
这个叫做律法。
This is the law.
所以我们现在有很多要表现我们敬虔的外表的方式。
Therefore, there's a lot of different methods of which we can outwardly show our devotion.
而且这个呢，越来越成为一个标准了。
And this more and more so have become the standard by which.
所以你会感觉到说，我们这个信仰到最后会越来越捆绑，越来越捆绑。
We see that the more we live our faith, the more it binds us hand to feet.
你没有经过我的训练的话，
if you have not been trained by me,
你就被等于是说你内心里面根本就没有神的话，你不可以去讲道，你不可以去传福音。
You then cannot claim that you have anything that you will be able to share with others, in terms of sermons or otherwise.
为什么呢？因为我并没有给你证书。
Why? Because I, as a preacher, did not give you the certificate.
因为你没有接受我的训练。
You have not been trained by me.
所以这个东西会越来越紧，到最后呢，就变成一种说教会有很多的人呢是不能做神的工的人。
And if this continues to happen and narrow down to a certain point, where only a very few number of people in church can do anything.
那这个呢，比就业时期律法的捆绑更严重了。
And this kind of bondage is even worse than that of the Old Testament.
所以一定要回到圣经所说的。
And therefore, we must turn back to what the Bible says.
新约就是神将他的话写在每个人的心本上。
The new covenant is that the Lord writes His word directly into the tablets of our heart.
连婴儿都可以说出颂赞神的话语来。
Even children can speak words of praise.
虽然他没有你的证书。
Even though they don't have a certificate.
好，那我们再来请看啊，我们再来想一个新这个律法跟恩典真有什么不一样啊。
And let us consider another point, how it differs, the truth and the law.
当我在准备这个题目的时候，
When I was preparing for this particular topic,
我总是在想说要怎么样很简单的很清楚的将它说清楚。
I was trying to find the easiest way to convey what I'm trying to say.
我想我们可以从这种罪的这个观念来看。
We can look at it from the point of view of sin.
在律法底下，
Under the law,
只有一个民族能够被赦罪。只有一个民族。
Only one nation will be able to be forgiven.
就是以色列人。
And that is the Israelites.
外邦人纵使做的献祭跟以色列人一样，也不会被得赦免的。
The Gentiles, even if they are to work, to offer identical sacrifices to God,It will be no good.
而且赦罪呢，一定要经过一个很复杂的程序，有特定的人物来替你赦罪。
And the forgiveness
来替你执行。
Forgiveness of sin has to go through several different layers, including specific people who must do it on your behalf.
没有错，你做完的时候你是有恩典的。
It's true that after you completed all this, then yes, you will receive the grace.
所以在律法底下一定有真理，有恩典。
Therefore, under the law, there is truth, there is grace.
但是都不是你执行。
But it doesn't come from you.
都是由别人来替你执行。
It always comes, from someone else who does it for you.
但是到了新约哈，
But
到了恩典时期，恩典的时期。
Until the time of grace.
我觉得有一个东西很重要。
And I believe this is one thing that's very important.
就是耶稣叫我们祷告。
That is Jesus asked us to pray.
耶稣叫我们祷告里面有一句话。
And he asked us to pray in this way.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us as we forgive others.
所以就刚刚谈到我们上一节的一个观念了。
And previous class we talk about a different concept.
没有错，神是窑匠，我们是泥。
It's true that God is the potter and we are the clay.
但是窑匠不是他自己要做什么，我们成为什么。
But the potter doesn't just do something and then we become this.
窑匠是按照你自己所希望做成什么的，他让你成为什么样式。
The potter will try and make you in the form that you wish to have.
所以将来做审判。
And therefore, he will make the judgment.
你不可以做神工。
You can no longer participate.
啊，你这个神会原谅你。
Oh, this one, God will forgive you for this.
我那时候真的，我说，哦，天哪，怎么有这样的信仰？
And when I heard that, when I see what he was doing, I thought.
但是年轻人，他当然一定会接受这个所谓的传道人的判决啊。
And because they're young, therefore they would accept the judgment of the preacher.
我总相信这些年轻人长大一定不会再回来。
But I believe that these.Young people, when they grow up, they will not return to church.
因为他们是被迫将他们内心的那最隐秘的事情全部摊在这些我不认识的这些陌生的这些传道人面前。
Because what was the most intimate and deep in their heart had been forced, to be displayed in the eyes of a complete stranger.
怎么有这样的信仰？
What kind of faith is this?
所以这里这么说啊。
So here it says.
然后今天呢，既然神已经替我们，耶稣已经替我们完成这个救恩了。
Since Jesus Christ has already completed this salvation for us.
不要以为说我们在鼓励犯罪哈。
do not say that we're encouraging you to go out and sin.
就像不要以为说信耶稣都是软弱的人啊。
And do not also think that those who believe in Christ are always weak.
有些人都说信耶稣是只有弱者才需要耶稣，才需要神。
There's some people that says only the weak need Jesus.
我说不是。
And I say no.
只有强者才需要神。
Only those who are strong needs Jesus.
因为他想要做得更好。
Because he wants to do even better.
他知道他能力到了一个限度了。
He knows that he is limited in his own strength.
他要求神，他要做得更好。
So he asks God for help to do even
better. 所以我说你就去看。这个世界好了
look at the world,
都已经经过 一两千年了
it's been a couple of thousand years,
这么多的宗教
so many religions,
为什么那些信神的宗教的国家都会比较强盛
why is it that the nations who believe in God tend to be more advanced
而且信圣经的这个基督教会比较强盛
especially ones that are Christian centered
不是因为他们软弱
not because they're weak,
而是他们要让自己更坚强
but because they wish to be stronger
所以当我们念这个圣经不要以为说是在、啊、鼓励犯罪
when we read a scripture we must not say that this is just telling us it's okay to sin
而是要让我们没有惧怕的一直往前走
but rather it is to make sure that we have no fear and we can continue to walk on
我们现在就想象好你前面是有一些困难、啊、
if we were to imagine that there are some obstacles in our
比如说有一些荆棘啦比如说啦
I just say there are somethorn bushes in your way,
你要穿得很漂亮
and you're wearing something really nice
你若怕衣服被割掉
if you're afraid that you're going to rip your clothes
你一定不走的
then you will not go through the storm
因为你怎么看这个路都走不过
because however angle you look at it this road is impassable
所以你跟神一直是一个距离
therefore you constantly create this distance between you and God
但是你若回过头想
but if you think about it
不管怎么样我一定要走到神面前
I am going to walk to the presence of God
虽然在这个过程当中我衣服可能会被割破
Perhaps in the process, I'm going to rip my clothes.
但是我相信到了神面前以后呢，我这衣服的破的衣服呢，会突然之间呢变成洁白的衣服。
But I believe that by the time I get to His presence at last, these tears will miraculously heal itself.
如果你有这个认识的话
，If you have this understanding,
你就会往前走了。
Then you'll keep going.
不是吗？那这个整个信仰就会活起来了。
And then your faith will be alive.
不再去害怕去犯的什么小错，这个东西你不会再去害怕。
You'll no longer be afraid constantly that you're doing something wrong.
因为你知道神也知道。
Because you know that God knows.
就像彼得知道，耶稣知道。
Just like Peter who knew Jesus knows as well.
我否定你没有错。
It's true that I denied you.
我衣服是割破了，没有错。
It's true that I ripped my clothes.
但是你知道。
But I know that you know this.
你知道我已经尽心尽心尽力尽力了。
Know that I have done everything within me to do it.
你看我另外一个十个朋友
I have 10 other friends.
全部跑光
Where did they go?
They gone. 他们衣服都没有破了
Their clothes are intact.
但是他们离你多远
And yet they ran so far away from me.
我是走到离你最近的那个人
I followed you so that I can see you.
但是我整个衣服都破掉
And yet you see that I've torn my clothes.
难道神会不知道吗
Do you not think that God would not
难道神会不怜恤他
Do you think that God would not have mercy on him?
所以我想耶稣对彼得怜恤一定是胜过对这十个跑掉的衣服还是洁白的那些的人的怜恤
I think the compassion of Jesus for Peter with his torn clothes is much higher than the ten who ran away with intact
所以希伯来书的作者就告诉那些在患难中的这些信徒门徒们
The author of Hebrews addressing this to the brethren who are suffering in Christ.
你如果看希伯来书第十章、十一章，你就知道说他们受很大的患难。
If you read Hebrews chapter 10 and 11, you understand that they're suffering under great persecution.
他们在一个很大的患难当中。
Within this great challenge.
当然总是有你尽了力还是做不完美的事情。
Of course, there are things that even though you've done your best, you still cannot do properly.
一定会这样子的。
This will surely happen.
人不可能因为尽力就是完美，不可能的事情。
It's not possible for us to do the best of our effort, yet everything is perfect.
其实可以说是因为他尽力的，所以他完美。
But you can say that because he's done his best effort, then it is perfect.
纵使他没有得到目标。
Even if he did not achieve his goal.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗到了晚年了。
When he was old.
啊，亚细亚人都离开我了。
He said that everyone in Asia had abandoned me.
我传过的福音的地方的人都离开我了。
All the places where I have preached the gospel, they also left me.
但是有什么关系呢
？But what does it matter?
那美好的仗已经打过了。
The beautiful battle I have fought.
同样的一封信呢
？And this is the same letter.
他们都离开我了。
They all left me.
这些我所做的工好像都归于无有了。
It seems that all the work that I did was for nothing.
但是我已经尽力了。
But I've done my best.
我尽力撒种。
And I have cast the seeds wide.
我尽力浇灌。
And I have watered them.
我现在已经没有了。
And now that I have nothing left.
但是美好的仗已经打过了。
But I know that this battle I have fought.
当跑的路已经跑尽了。
And the road that I'm supposed to travel.
所以必定有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Therefore the crown of righteousness awaits me.
所以他满心喜乐盼望见神。
And therefore he was filled with joy knowing that he is to see the Lord.
他没有说哎呀糟糕了我现在什么都没有了我怎么去见神。
He did not say to himself, oh no, I have nothing for me to bring to the Lord.
其实是我们最美好的果子哈。
The best fruit that we can bear
就是那尽心尽心尽力尽力
It's the best effort that we can put
不管它的结果是什么
No matter what the result may be
这个动作在神来看就是最美的果子
This action in the eyes of God is the most beautiful fruit
所以这里呢希伯来书都告诉我们说
In Hebrews it tells us
他说第十五节
Verse 15
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses
他也是凡是受过试探与我们一样啊
But was in all points tempted just as we are.
只是他没有犯罪。
Yet without sin.
你看这个句话说的多好。
You see how wonderful this phrase is.
我们跟他一样受过很多的试探。
We are just like him, was greatly tempted.
只是我们没有做好。
And we didn't do well.
我们跟耶稣最大不同是什么？
What is the greatest difference between us and Jesus?
他一直没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
但是我们难免像彼得一样否认了耶稣了。
But inevitably, it will be just like Peter and deny Christ.
耶稣的试探是什么？
What was the temptation of Christ?
不是一直往下沉的那个犯罪。
It is not the sin that dragged him down.
而是他一直往前跑的那种这个荆棘的割伤。
But rather, it is the wounds that he sustained as he ran through the thorn.
不是吗？那他穿过这个荆棘，他完美完美。
As he passed through the thorn bushes, he finally became perfect.
但是你如果害怕不想穿过荆棘，那你跟神就是远的了。
But if you're afraid to walk through the thorns, then you're very far.
你就不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
纵使犯罪，神都明白的。
Even if you sin, God understands.
他也走过这条路。
Because he's walked on the same.
不是犯罪的路。
It is not the road to sin.
而是你要尽心尽心尽力爱主的过程当中，你总是会有不足的地方。
But in the road that you wish to do your best in order to draw near to God,
inevitably
you will fall.
这条路是一样的。
It's the same road.
只是他没有犯罪。
As long the difference is that he did not.
但他知道说这条路是多么的艰难。
But he understands how difficult this way is.
所以你们不要怕。
So don't be afraid.
就坦然无惧到他面前来。
Just to stand in front of the Lord without fear.
所以第16节哈。
Verse 16.
你就不要有任何的害怕到神面前来。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
因为他必定会得怜，你们必定会得怜悯蒙恩宠。
That we may obtain mercy and find grace.
一定会得到神的帮助。
We will surely receive His
help. 我就说这种信息多好。
And I think this is a beautiful message.
如果当时，当然因为那个国家不是我的国家。
And because that nation wasn't my nation,
所以我只能在旁边听这些传道人跟这些年轻人对话。
And so therefore I can only listen to this preacher, questioning these young people.
我虽然很难过，但是我不好介入。
Even though I felt terrible inside, I couldn't interfere.
那个时候你何必去追究这些？教会不发展，这个像保罗一样，你不能一定认为说一定有什么人犯的错。
This should not have been done just because the church is not, not. Progressing well, you can't just do that and question them.
可能就是我们自己做传道犯错了，不是吗？
And this is what I have done wrong, perhaps as a minister myself.
我们是将律法传给弟兄姐妹，没有将神的爱传给弟兄姐妹。
We have done well in preaching the law to our brothers and sisters, not the love of God.
我们只是一直要捆绑他们，所以他们走起来怎么能够走路？
If we just constantly bind them with these words, how can they even walk?
如果当时跟年轻人这么说，
If at that time We have said to these young people,
我们都尽力了。
We have done our best.
但是你们这个年纪一定会犯错。
But we know that at your age is inevitable that you're going to do.
我这个年纪也会犯错。
Because I would do something wrong even in my own age.
但是我们为什么一直亲近神？为什么一直来教会
？But why is it that we try to draw near to God? Why do we come to church?
不是为了得到犯更多罪的历练，不是吗
？Is it not to receive the strength so that we will not sin?
而是要让我们的犯错一直减低到最后没有。
But rather, we will try and reduce.Our sins until the point when it is no more.
所以你们不要被你们那种不足困住了。
Do not be limited by your own inadequacies.
认为说，哎呀，我又犯了什么东西，神一定要惩罚我了。
And you keep on thinking to myself, oh, I did something wrong, I'm going to be punished.
你在尽心尽力 当中所犯的一切错误，神都能够领掉。
Any sort of mistake that you made when you're exerting your best effort, God will know, God will understand.
神要惩罚的，神所不喜悦的是那后退沉沦的人。
God is not pleased, and He does not like the people who turn back and refuse to make an effort.
所以恩典跟真理它有个特色。
And this is the uniqueness of grace and truth.
每个人都可以坦然无惧的到神面前来。
Anyone can come boldly to the throne of grace.
任何一个人
，anyone，
你不需要去跟另外一个人请他替你做什么。
You do not need to go through anybody else.
所以，耶稣来，他除了带了真理跟恩典啊。
And Jesus Christ came not only with just grace and truth.
我们再从另外一个角度来理解他。
If we were to understand it from another point of view.
凡是律法要惩罚的东西
，whatever that is punishable by the law，
耶稣来都不惩罚。
When Jesus came, he does not met out the punishment.
所以律法的惩罚是马上。
The punishment from the law is immediate.
但是耶稣来惩罚是永远是在明天。
But Jesus, when he came, the punishment is always tomorrow.
所以耶稣说，我来不是要审判这个世界。
That's why Jesus says, I came not to judge the world.
我来是要来拯救这个世界。
I came to save the world.
所以这个拯救的时间还没有结束。
When this time of salvation is not completed yet,
如果拯救的时间还没有结束，你就开始施行审判，那真的是你会让每个人都觉得这个心情很紧张。
If you already started the judgment even before the time of grace is up, then it puts a lot of pressure on people.
我们每个人都还在奔跑。
All of us are still running ahead.
你可能现在跑在我前面50公尺。
Maybe you're 50 meters ahead of me.
但是终点还在100公里以外。
But we know that the goal is 100 feet away.
你怎么现在这个你在我前面50公尺，又回过头来跟我讲说啊，你死掉了，你不能跑了。
Why is it that even though you're 50 meters ahead of me, you turn back and say, oh, you're already dead?
这个是一个很奇怪的事情。
This is weird.
但是却我们不断在做的。
And yet, it's something we see every day.
每个人都在奔跑，但是却有人一直不断的审判别人，说，哎，你这个不行，你那不行，那不行。
All of us are running, and yet we judge each other, saying that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that.
会让很多人失去了继续奔跑的心。我已经死了嘛，我死了我就干嘛，继续跑。
This is not good for people. They would become discouraged and say, well, since I'm already dead, why should I continue?
所以不要忘记。
Do not forget.
耶稣说得很清楚。
Jesus was very clear.
当我带着恩典跟真理的时候
，When I come with truth and grace,
不是来审判的。
I do not come for judgment.
我是来施行拯救的。
I came to impart salvation.
我来只做一个审判。
I only come with one judgment.
我们来请看啊，约翰福音的第十二章。
Please turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章第47节
Verse 47.
倘若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他，我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救这个世界。
Verse 47. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world.
弃绝我不领受我话的人有审判他的，就是我所讲的道在末日要审判他。
He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him, the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day.
所以在末日还没有来到之前，
Before the last day comes,
你不能奉主的名做任何的审判。
You cannot in the name of Jesus make any judgment.
因为不管怎么样审判也轮不到你了。
Because no matter what, judgment is not yours to make.
你是要被审判的人，不要忘记了。
Let's not forget, we're all going to be judged.
怎么会突然之间轮到你来做审判呢？
How is it suddenly you became the judge and executor?
所以在这个审判官还没有再来之前，
Before the judge comes,
这个审判是不存在的。
Judgment does not exist.
耶稣说得清楚。
Jesus was very clear.
现在是拯救时期。
This is the time of salvation.
我来只审判一个东西。
I come only for one judgment.
我们看30节啊。
Let us read verse 30.
耶稣说：“这声音不是为我，是为你们。”31节。
31.
现在这个世界受审判，这个世界的王被赶出去了。
Jesus answered and said, This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out.
他来审判这个世界。
He came to judge this world.
只有这个世界的王被审判。
And only the ruler of this world will be judged.
耶稣来的时候，唯一审判的就是这个世界的王。
And when Jesus comes, he will judge this ruler of the world.
所以撒旦在耶稣的时候被打败，被毁了。
So Satan, when Jesus came, was vanquished.
为了什么呢？
Why?
我要让我们能够得到拯救。
In order so that we can be saved.
所以这里就有一个很大的区别。
And this is a big difference.
在律法时期是不断的审判。
In the time of law, judgment is enforced constantly.
让你不断的想起你的罪来。
So that you are constantly reminded of your sins.
你知道你都是错的了。
You know that you're wrong.
所以你每天战战兢兢，等候随时来的审判。
So every day you live in fear, knowing that judgment will come anytime.
但是当恩典跟真理的时候。
But when the truth and grace come.
所以我常常讲说，旧约的律法呢。
I've often said that the laws of the Old Testament.
你只要再加上。恩典就是真理了。
If you add grace upon it, then it equals truth.
其实内容是一样的。
Because the contents are the same.
但是我们面对的态度是不同的。
But the attitude we face towards them are different.
它执行出来的方式是不一样的。
And the way it's met out is different.
所以一个叫做律法，一个叫做真理。
That is why you differentiate what is law and what is truth.
律法是行审判。
And the law is there to punish.
真理是行拯救。
And the truth is there to save.
律法里面你找到爱的机会很少。
Within the law is often time you do not find love.
但是真理里面有许多的爱。
But when truth, there are a lot of love.
那既然是爱在里面。
And if the love is within it.
那对任何人你都是有盼望的。
Then to anyone, there is always hope.
所以当耶稣来的时候，圣经怎么记载？
When Jesus Christ came, what did the Bible say?
耶稣在世上讲了几句话。
He said many words.
他说神所爱的是连续，不是祭祀。
He says,God loves compassion, not sacrifices.
所以这是一个律法，一个恩典，一个真理。
We see that this is the law as opposed to the grace.
没有说祭司也是神所吩咐的。
It's true that the priests do what God tells them to do.
它是文字可以记载很清楚的。
It is written all in the code.
它是对每个人的标准都是一样的。
And to everyone, the standard is the same.
要怎么杀你，要怎么宰羊，要怎么剥皮，都写得非常清楚。
They say, how do you slaughter this animal? How do you flay it and all of the things you have to do to sacrifice?
这是影子。
This is a shadow.
神爱的是连续。
And yet, love is compassion.
这个连续在审判面前是可以夸胜的。
And then this substance that follows, this love is able to triumph over the law.
这个你如果再想这句话啊。
If you think about this.
怜悯胜过审判。
That compassion overcomes judgment.
其实这是一个很大的福音。
This is a wonderful message.
怜悯胜过审判。
That the compassion, that mercy over triumphs over.
我们为什么被审判呢？
Why are we judged?
因为我开车超过了十公里了。
Because say I was speeding 10 kilometers over the limit.
我是犯了律法了。
And so I offended the traffic law.
所以我必须要审判。
And I get a ticket.
要被审判。
I'm going to be judged.
战战兢兢的。
And I'm afraid.
但是怜悯胜过审判。
However, compassion or mercy overcomes.
当神的怜悯临到你的时候。
When the mercy of God comes to you.
你可能超过十五公里都算了，没有关系的。
Perhaps even if you were driving 15 kilometers over God's will.
你让我得到释放的感觉。
And you feel as if you've been freed.
难道会鼓励你下一次去超过二十公里吗？
Would this encourage you that you're going to drive even faster?
应该不会吧。
I don't think so.
你会非常的感激，下一次呢会更小心，不是吗？
Because you'll be very grateful, and next time you'll be even more careful.
我们都是这么长大的，不是吗？
This is the way we grow up, isn't it?
所以一个怜悯是胜过审判的。
See that mercy is higher than judgment.
真理是胜过律法的。
And truth is higher than law.
因为如果没有爱，就没有真理了。
Because without love, there is no truth.
所以耶稣他来，
Jesus
他讲了很多的例子。
Came with a lot of examples.
这些例子在律法底下都是没有命的了。
And under the law, all of these examples have no life.
但是在真理跟恩典底下都是大有盼望的。
But under truth and under grace, they contain such hope.
我们知道那浪子的比喻，大家都知道。
We all know the examples of the prodigal son.
我们也知道那个被抓到那个妇人的那个比喻。
We also know the example of the woman who was caught in adultery.
这些人在律法底下都不可活。
Under the law, these people should be dead.
但是在爱底下，他们都可以存活。
But under love, they continue to live.
但是爱不是鼓励他们去犯律法。
The love does not encourage them to offend the law.
而是他们有这个勇气来接受这个真理。
Rather, they will have the courage to accept this truth.
所以有一句话，我想我们应该都会的。
I think there's something that all of us know about.
赞美诗也有了哈。
And it's also in our hymns.
现在比较少听到在唱，不晓得哪里。
We haven't heard it a lot.
压伤了芦苇，它不折断。
Says that a broken reed, he will not break. 江城的灯 a bruised reed he will not break.
江城的灯火他不吹。
And a guttering flame he will not put out.
有时候半夜我会想到这句话。
And then sometimes in the middle of night I will consider these.
尤其我这么多一生哈。
Especially in my own life.
江城的灯火他不吹灭。
A guttering flame he will not put out.
我们现在呢？
And what happens to us now?
看到那个火稍微暗了一点就没有用了。
We see that the flame was dying out, would just blow it out altogether.
觉得说你跟别人都不一样，人家说那么亮，怎么这么暗？呼，再点一个。
They would go and find a brighter light.
不是吗？为了整齐啊。
In order for us to have uniformity.
压上了芦苇。
And you look at the bruised reed.
花园这么漂亮，就是你这边有点倒。
You can see that it's beautiful, just a little bit bent.
那全部刮掉，重新来。
Then we just get rid of the whole thing and plant something new.
我们没有这种心情。
We no longer have this kind of sentiment. Why?
因为我们很害怕讲这种道理。
Because we're afraid.
我们很害怕讲爱的道理。
We are afraid to talk about love.
因为讲到爱的道理，就是说好像是鼓励人犯罪。
As if whenever we talk about love, we're encouraging people to go out and sin.
所以一直讲说没有真理就没有爱，一定要先讲真理才可以讲爱。
That's why we say there, if there's no truth, there's no love. So let's talk about the truth first.
耶稣在谈爱的故事里面。
Whenever the stories that Jesus talked about love.
那个献出最大爱的那个人是没有真理的。
The person who gave the greatest love did not possess the truth.
就是撒玛利亚人。
That is the Samaritan.
他根本就不晓得什么叫做爱。
He did not know what love is.
对犹太人来讲呢，他也是半个外邦人了。
And then to the Jews, they're Gentiles, they're unbelievers.
跟救恩是没有关系的。
They had nothing to do with their salvation.
但他看到有人受伤要去帮助了。
And yet, when the Samaritan saw the man who was beaten, he was compassionate.
这个才是你的邻舍。
Jesus said, "Here is your neighbor."
所以我们现在已经被弄到已经不晓得怎么去谈爱了。
And we're at the point where we no longer know what love is.
恐怕呢，这样就会让弟兄姐妹更放心的去犯罪。
Because we're afraid that in encouraging love, we're telling people that it's okay to go and sin.
所以那种会感动我们的信仰已经逐渐不见了。
And those inspirations to further our faith has been quashed.
那个耶稣来拯救罪人的故事已经没有了。
And the story that Jesus brought to us, which is to save, we don't hear them anymore.
我们要逐渐的回到律法里面。
Gradually, we have returned to the time of the law.
每天过着害怕的生活。
Every day we live in fear.
好像世界的王还存在。
As if the ruler of this world is still alive.
好像耶稣基督从来没有来释放我们。
As if Jesus never came to free us.
我们还是一直被捆绑着。
We are still in bondage.
所以保罗他在传福音的过程当中。
In the process of Paul's ministry.
我们知道他是从律法上来的人。
We know that he is well versed in the law.
他到最后讲的一些话。
But the words that he spoke.
你若想他走过律法的路这么长的人。
If you think about the fact that he existed in the law for such a long time.
他这些话都是一个很深的感叹。
And therefore, all the words he said are deeply felt.
里面有很深的感动。
There's a lot of inspiration.
也有很深的这种感恩。
And also thanksgiving.
人因信称义。
That we are justified by faith.
不是因为行律法。
Not because.We did the law.
什么叫做因信称义？
What does it mean to be justified by faith?
我们只想说因信称义是因为信耶稣而称义。
We may interpret it as we are saved because we believe in Jesus.
没有错，我们是因信耶稣基督而称义。
It's true that we are justified because we believed in Him.
但是能不能请你更讲得更清楚一点？
But can you be even more clear?
你信耶稣什么？
What did you believe Jesus as?
信耶稣的道理称义吗？
Do you believe in the word of Jesus and that justifies you.
那如果这样的话，不是每个因信称义、相信都能够称义啊。
Does that mean that everybody who claims this can be justified?
因为每个人脑袋的这种功能不一样。
Everybody has different intellect.
有些人道理你跟他讲了半天是不懂的。
Some people you can talk to him about the truth for ages and he cannot understand.
你要叫他能够明白到这个道理、这个信心、信这个道理才称义，那要很久了。
And you take a long time to convince him that he has to justify by this.Words that you're saying to him.
所以保罗说啊，是因信称义。
And Paul says we're justified by faith.
那这个信什么？
What are we believing in?
信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
信耶稣什么？
What are we believing Jesus in?
信耶稣所给我们的爱。
We believe in the love that Jesus gave us.
我相信耶稣这么给我这么大的爱，我一定可以被称义的。
I believe that this great love that He has given me, then.Surely I will be justified.
所以我们今天有点太看清耶稣这么大的工程了。
Perhaps we are a little bit neglectful of this wonderful and great work that Jesus did for us.
他成就一件这么美好、这么大的事情。
He had fulfilled such a wonderful thing.
我们不敢想象的果效。
We cannot imagine the result.
我们就说哇，这个太大、太自由了。
We said this is too big. This is way.
真理让我们得自由，好像是会到不晓得什么地方去了。
Because when we have all this freedom, I don't know where it's going to lead.
还是回到笼子里面来比较好。
It is better to just return into this box.
所以还是回来，回到律法里面，大家比较保险一点。
So it's much safer if you return back into the law.
不敢去想象这个耶稣所。完整的工作有多大
You do not dare to imagine how great and vast this work of the Jesus that he has
completed. 信仰里面充满着害怕。
In your faith, you have way too many fears.
充满着律法。
Because you're full of the law.
所以保罗很感叹。
And that's why Paul was sad.
我曾经走过那条路。
This is the road that I traveled on before.
我已经尽心去做过这些路走不通的。
I have tried this way and it doesn't work.
今天我们只能相信耶稣的爱。
And today we can only believe in the love of Christ.
我们只要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力。
If we're able to do everything, our best effort, our heart,
没有任何标准的。
There's no other standard.
只要你尽心了。
As long as you do your best.
神的爱必定能够连续你。
The love of our Lord will surely be merciful.
一定连续你的。
Surely.
所以你就放心的、坦然的到神面前来。
Therefore, you don't have to be afraid. Just boldly come to Him.
你不要失去这样的信心。
Do not.Lose this kind of faith.
你不要失去这样的盼望。
Do not lose this type of hope.
因为律法已经过去了。
Because the law is the past.
现在是恩典跟真理的时候了。
Now is the time of grace and truth.
现在是爱的时候了。
Now is the time of love.
不要再惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
尽力的来，尽你的心来服侍神。
Just make every effort to serve Him.
按照你的标准。
According to your standard.
因为神的话语在你里面。
Because the word of God is in you.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
这是我们今天早上跟大家一个分享。
This is what we wish to share with you.